Tom Karkel and the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. The snow is going to continue with a few more inches to come. We'll have a high in the low 30s. Right now in Kenosha, 27 degrees with light snow. It's light snow all over the area this morning. 26 in Burlington, Milwaukee 28, also 28 degrees in Racine. You want to watch your driving around Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee counties due to the light snow, which began, of course, last night and hasn't stopped. In fact, it's not supposed to stop until tomorrow, after close to half a foot maybe is on the ground in some parts. You know, that last big snowstorm everybody figured was coming, but really hoped that it wouldn't. Well, before daybreak and before the plows and the salters had been deployed, some motorists found out just how slick the roads were. One of two people in a vehicle that ended up on its roof along the Kenosha side of County Line Road at 69th Drive needed some medical attention for a laceration and some head pain. Other motorists have been sliding off roads or into fixed objects, so bottom line, watch your driving this morning, allow some extra travel time and braking distance. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee scheduled to meet at 5 o'clock this afternoon at City Hall. Topping the agenda among the items, a communication from Alderman Molly Jones, Mike Shields, Mary Land, Henry Perez, and Melissa Lemke seeking support for what's called Ban the Box. This is part of a city employment application that asks if a person applying has ever been convicted of a criminal offense. This is an international movement, by the way. Alderman Shields is the senior spokesman of the group, calling it a way to get people connected with jobs. Coming up tomorrow night for the Racine Public Works and Services Committee among the agenda items, they're meeting at 5:30 p.m. at City Hall. There's a communication from the Public Works Commissioner Mark Yalem to waive the formal bidding procedures and negotiate a professional services contract with a company called Corbin Design. They're based in Traverse City, Michigan. It's for wayfinding signage that would go around the city, mainly downtown. Corbin Design has done this kind of work already in Wausau, Green Bay, Milwaukee, Madison, and Appleton, as well as other parts of the Midwest and other parts of the country, even Fairbanks, Alaska. Alderman Henry Perez, having raised the issue last year, noting other communities have it for identification purposes, it would give better directions to people. Well, speaking of moving around, Metra trains from Chicago, they go as far north as Kenosha, of course. There's a new online survey for customers, former customers, prospective customers, on what they think about potential fare and ticket options, including off-peak and reverse commute pricing, one-day and seven-day passes, loyalty programs, and other ideas. WRJN's Janet Hoff has this report.
The survey is part of a study Metra commissioned last July to evaluate the distance-based fare structure and fare products, as well as recommended changes that best serve the region's needs. The survey wants to know, among other things, the likelihood of buying a one-day pass for round trips, transfer between lines, and unlimited trips inbound and outbound, the potential for a seven-day or weekly pass priced at 8 one-way tickets and valid Monday through Sunday instead of a 10-ride ticket, the likelihood of a weekend pass with extended hours to include Friday evening trains, and the likelihood of switching travel times if Metra offered a lower fare on weekdays for trains that arrive downtown after 9:30 a.m. and leave downtown before 3 p.m. or after 7 p.m. The survey is available at metrorail.com through March 31st. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
There's a new website called backgroundchecks.org, and it's created a comprehensive drunk driving score for all 50 states using a combination of CDC and Department of Transportation data, along with local and state numbers. And Wisconsin comes in number 14 on the list, Wyoming having the worst DUI problems, New York the least. Illinois ranked in the top 10 for states without drunk driving problems. City of Burlington looking into the pros and cons and obstacles of launching 4th of July fireworks from Echo Lake, which most everybody apparently would like to see. Came up at a recent council meeting. Administrator Karina Walters noting they've used five-star fireworks since 2014. It would be the same $10,000 cost involved.
They came in with the lowest bid since 2014. They've offered the same price, and they are honoring the price again this year.
Meanwhile, Fire Chief Alan Babe said to do fireworks off the lake, a specific size barge would be needed.
Really what it comes down to is for every inch of mortar that they use, we need to be 100 feet away. So if you have a 5-inch mortar, it's 500 feet. And in order for them to do the display that they're requesting to do, I don't know where we can find a barge that's big enough. to allow Five Star to adequately shoot those fireworks off of Echo Lake.
The chief reminded Alderman fireworks displays these days, not like the old days, they're more intricate, more involved. He believes Echo Lake is a great spot to shoot off the fireworks, so they're going to continue looking into the possibilities. As part of that, there'll be some maybe discussions with folks with the Browns Lake Venetian Night celebration. That includes fireworks. The Racine Landmarks Preservation Commission will meet at 5 o'clock at City Hall at a couple of historic locations in the city are on the agenda. Two signs to identify Mound Cemetery are being proposed, one at West Boulevard and Kinsey Avenue and the other at 12th Street and West Boulevard. They'd be aluminum, painted black, white lettering, and noting the historic site was established in June of 1852. Cemetery Commission's already on board with it. The other issue, a return to College Avenue between 14th Street and Coven Avenue, and whether those blocks of bricks ought to be designated an historic artifact. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen already has argued against the need for it due to protective council action, he says, from years ago. A draft resolution with the agenda says it would not be designated as an historic artifact, but there would be some additional language with the resolution as a guide for any work in the area, included as protection for the streetscape appearance, and that any brick and stone pavers, like those on College Avenue, found elsewhere for street projects, they would be removed and saved as a stockpile. Well, just under 3 months away from the end of the current school year in Racine Unified, and plans are either in place or being fine-tuned for summer school and more students that'll be coming in.
We're looking to increase our enrollment and attendance over last year. Our high school summer graduates, the number of high school credits earned, as well as enrollment in our Summer Bridge program. We're also starting a new program, which is an intervention support for primary grade students that are struggling readers.
That's Dr. Chris Thompson talking to the Board of Education recently about just some of the additions and expansions, including specialized reading.
Our reading, math, and science instruction provided for our kindergarten through eighth grade students. A science and fine arts theme programming that would be happening at middle school. Something new where we would be offering credit to our 8th graders attending summer school, and they'd be attending our high school sites, as well as opportunities for our high school students to engage in face-to-face or online credit attainment. And then, of course, the programming would be 22 days in length.
He spoke about the summer reading intervention program for 60 students each in kindergarten through grades 2 at Wadowitz and Knapp. For kindergarten through grade 5 this summer, it'll continue what was started last year to emphasize enrichment in reading, math, and science. He also noted part of the summer school plan would be programming for kindergarten through 7th grades. And for 8th graders, he said they could attend their future high school and get one elective credit with classes for math, English, and science. Musician first class Nicholas Taylor coming home to the Racine area March the 23rd. He's on tour with the U.S. Navy Band, one of four concerts that'll be taking place in the state and among 23 concerts in 9 states. It'll be a free performance scheduled 7 p.m. on the 23rd at Indian Trail High School and Academy in Kenosha. Taylor began his percussion training at the age of 10 with Mark Police in Racine. He graduated Bradford High School in 2007, went on to get his Bachelor of Music from Indiana University in 2012, then came a Master of Music from Juilliard in 2014. He joined the Navy Band in 2015 as a percussionist. All of the band's concerts, family-friendly events, meant to be entertaining to veterans and families, individuals, anybody interested in joining the Navy as well. All Navy Band performance is free and open to the public. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section, and at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.